Welcome to the Divine Lotus Healing Podcast with your host, Laura West.
Namaste. The following body of work is shared freely by Laura West, Reiki Master Teacher, Spiritual Counselor, and Trained Herbalist. If you'd like to learn more about my work or the sessions and classes I offer, please visit my website, DivineLotusHealing.com. Om Mani Padme Hum. Reiki, Vibrational Energy, How It Works. This was originally published as a blog post on July 16, 2009. Everything in our universe vibrates with energy. Rocks, plants, people, water, dark matter in space, animals, crystals, everything. This energy is constantly sending and receiving signals from other energy sources. Science has proven time and time again that vibrational energy has healing and destructive qualities. Most people are familiar with Dr. Masaru Emoto and his experiments with energy and water crystals. Dr. Emoto discovered that the power of intention can change the molecular structure of water crystals. For example, by placing a negative word such as hate on a water bottle, it made the water crystals become deformed. And by placing a positive word such as love on a water bottle, the water crystals stayed perfectly formed with six sides. Scientific studies apply this same idea to the spoken word. Positive and negative words affect the body in subtle ways, as our bodies resonate to specific frequencies. The etheric body, energy body, or aura, it has many names, picks up vibrations all around us all the time. For example, when we stand across from someone and they are angry with us, most people can feel the anger coming towards them in their stomach area or solar plexus. It feels as if the body has just been punched in the gut. So, instinctually, we try and block the energy from coming in by crossing our arms over our stomach, or even turning our bodies away. And when someone standing across from us is sending love, it feels gentle, warm, and open, so the body does not need to tense up or close off or turn away. Long ago, physicists discovered that when a spoken word vibrates out from the mouth, it travels away from the body and continues traveling out forever. There is no end to how far the vibration travels because there is no end to the universe. As the vibrational energy of the word travels along through space, it leaves its negative or positive mark on everything it touches. The implications of this are important to understand. If humans are always speaking negative words, then our energy fields are constantly being bombarded with negative vibrations. However, if we consciously shift our language to include positive statements, then the energy fields around us will be filled with lighter, healthier energy vibrations. These energy vibrations stick to the auric field and stay attached. This is why, just as we detox and cleanse the inside of our bodies, it's important to cleanse the outside, the auric field. Western science is only just beginning to understand that most malfunctions in the body, cancer, ulcers, angina, etc., begin as negative energy frequencies stuck in the auric field long before sinking into the physical body. Eastern medicine has known for centuries that once enough negative energy has built up in the auric field, it can manifest into medical conditions in the physical body and cause harm. In Vedic medicine, doctors correlate that everything in our universe resonates with its own unique vibration. Thus, they prescribe energy treatments to counterbalance the negative energy that is surrounding a body. For example, when someone wears a specific crystal on their body, say a red coral necklace, the vibrational energy from it sinks into the vibrational energy field of the person and can help to heal negative energies already present. This counterbalancing can happen by using crystals, essential oils, chanting, and reciting mantras, all of which change the frequency of a person's energy field by raising it up. This medicinal approach to healthy living is only just beginning to make its way into Western mainstream medicine. Hospitals are now recognizing the benefits of Reiki treatments, the healing powers of music, and the benefits of positive visualizations and mantras.